Jesus.
I think it's kind of weird that you're looking at Noah like that.
Good afternoon, airsofters and gamers like, this is Jawbone.
And this is Loco. We are coming at you recorded live today on site over here at MegaCon at the Orange County Convention Center here in Orlando.
It's recorded live because we're really just... do we even have the ability to broadcast live?
We do. I just haven't set it up yet. But for the next big game, we should have that. Check that one out.
What do we got? What do we got?
Nope. Yep.
Roger that.
Yep.
But Jesus.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I love cons. I love coming to cons. Great times. Lots of good people. Lots of great costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. There are the occasional spandex whales and...
con barges.
Yes, exactly. But, hey, you take the good with the bad. It's just like the dash of salt with tequila.
Or like a Chinese buffet.
I really don't want to think about anything alcohol right now.
After last night, that was just terrible.
I got to say, that will be a forever moment.
Yeah, pics will be posted. Pics will be posted.
Yes, they will be going to the Airsoft Airwaves page as well as our personal pages and potentially the Mind Games page, depending on if Matt gives us the approval on that one.
I'm not sure
if he wants to be tied to us.
No, he wants to be tied to us, but not in that kind of notorious fashion. We are here again at MegaCon 2012, the Orlando Convention Center. It's been a good day so far. We're on the Saturday.
Friday was pretty slow, but that's normal. It started off slow. I tell you what, that line, we're not exaggerating here. The line to get into MegaCon stretched, if we pulled it out into one straight line, instead of doing it the weaved way that they had it.
Didn't they wrap it around like four different concourses?
They wrapped it around the far concourse and then into the food court and then all kinds of back and forth around the columns. And I want to say if we pulled it out, not like that, listeners, you're a bunch of perverts. if we pulled it out into one straight line, I'm guessing it'd be at least a mile long.
That's 5,280 feet of sweaty and or hot, scantily clad people. Not just...
Yeah, it's mostly the former.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. Look, here comes one now. Hey, Jason.
I gotta say, dude, I'm liking a lot of the Walking Dead. Did you see that? Remember that from episode 1?
Oh, I do remember. Oh, that's the little girl that he had to kill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Walking Dead representation here.
It's
really
sentimental.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of. You know what I'm sick of, though?
The
sheriff?
Yeah.
I've seen three sheriffs. But you know what I'm sick of, though? Is the hunters from Left 4 Dead. You get a sweatshirt and sweatpants, and you wrap duct tape around it, and boom, you're a hunter. Everybody thinks it's awesome. It's kind of annoying.
That's kind of a lazy costume.
It's a very. Yeah. And the same with the guys that come here in regular clothes and put a gas mask on. That's not a costume. That means you have SARS.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get out of my con if you have SARS.
Dude, that Nerf gun is bigger than that girl that's wielding it. See that?
Oh, that is adorable. Ah!
Stumpy!
Oh. Hey, speaking of Skyrim, did you see that guy in the full... did I show you the picture?
Yeah, you showed me the picture. It looks
picture.
Pretty awesome.
Dude, I saw him again down there. Dude, it's so legit.
I haven't been anywhere into the actual con, and I was hoping to get over that way to see some of the better costumes.
Well, after this, we'll see if we can get you over there.
Yeah. And did you see the guy with the arrow in his knee?
No, you told me about that. That's pretty funny. I used to dress up in full costumes, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
Anyways, looks like the United States Marine Space Corps is prepping to get a run going here.
Look at how many people we got on the... That's a solid... 15 people, 20 people,
that's
maybe?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 12, 18,
incoming,
19, 20,
incoming in the white, black, and red.
21. Oh, nice.
That's a solid run right there. Yeah, we got a guy that has come back. I believe 21. This kid is on his third or fourth run through
this
on this.
This guy's a vet. We got a whole turnout here, man.
Hey, that guy. Come here, that guy.
We're going to get you on air real quick with that guy. This is his third or fourth run through here.
Yeah.
Just want to give him a shout out. Come here. Have a seat. This is the podcast for MGP. This is what, your third run through? Your third run through? Do you have a shout out to anybody? Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom.
He said hi, Mom. What a great kid.
What's your name?
Michael. Michael? Okay.
And you got our patch? Nice.
Nice. Awesome, dude. Oh, dude, he's got that spider light, too.
Oh, he does. Those
things
are awesome.
Grabs his helmet.
So jealous.
Yeah, I would be, too. I don't have a helmet, though. Okay, cool. Well, that's all. Have fun again.
Take it, man. See you, Mike.
Bunch of cool people out here. If you don't make it out to the con, you know, the greatest thing about the MGP event is you don't have to pay admission to the con to come do the event.
Exactly.
You can even just sit outside and watch, you know, people watch. I would recommend if you're going to people watch, bring some soap for your eyes.
Yeah, there have been so far a number of people that just hurt my face.
Quite a number, actually.
Yeah.
And some of the face hurting is from just pure unattractiveness, and some of the face hurting is because you laugh so hard.
Yeah.
That you just...
I've been noticing a disturbing uptrend in furries walking around here lately.
There was a furry down there at the other end of the hallway that had done it. It wasn't actually a full-on mask. It was like paper mache'd his face into a coyote face.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it was very well done, but when it comes down to it, he was still a furry.
Yeah. A good furry costume is still a furry costume.
Yeah.
But I saw this one furry costume that was just a chick with ears and a tail, and then like one of those, you know, the rubber animal noses that you get from the vending machines.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah. Sometimes that's cute. Usually that just displays laziness or, you know.
I understand.
Well, you know what it is?
Costume, go full blown.
It's cosplay on a budget, though. Look at your costume.
It's what I was issued.
Okay, but that's not the point.
I'm a ground dog.
Ground dog.
Ground dog's going around all the equipment, making sure it's certified and passed qualifications.
Oh, look, it's Vault Boy. Lean back and look down that way. You see Vault Boy from Fallout. See him? No?
I'm not entirely familiar.
Oh, never mind then. Probably means nothing to you. Hey!
Hey.
Speaking of Fallout, just want to remind all you listeners that November 10th, November 10th again this year, Wasteland 3 or 4? What is it this year? Wasteland 4, I want to say.
I think it's 4.
Wasteland, whatever number it is. Wasteland will be held at Wayne's World again this November. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday event. It is going to be a glorious event. And as usual, myself and Jawbone here will be out there early that Friday night, set up a campsite, cook some pretty awesome cuisine.
Campsite cooking.
Oh, yes. And we invite you, if you're listening now and listening to future casts that we mention it in, we invite you to come on out and share some dogs and some quesadillas cooked over a nice oak fire.
Yeah, and if you want, bring some of your own ingredients, too.
Absolutely.
On the campfire there.
Absolutely.
I think they're getting ready to do a zombie walk or something.
No,
like that.
The zombie walk, they do it every night.
They muster
up here every night, and then it's basically a zombie bar crawl. Now, that girl's going to bring a whole new dimension to it, given that it's not just a zombie, it's the zombie. It is the zombie that started off one of the most amazing series of 2011/2012.
Yeah.
So
I haven't even seen the mid-season premiere of...
Yeah. I got to catch up. I thought it was at 10 o'clock, and it was at 9.
Who does that anyways? Mid-season premieres.
They can do what they want. It's The Walking Dead. Look at that. She's even got the I'm not going to move my arms when I walk going on.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
She does it pretty good.
Professional. So, what other topics we got today? What's the first event next month?
First event next month? That'd be...
What's next weekend?
Next weekend? Oh, that's America, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, America 2.
America 2. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be going as a Cuban, one of the Tropas Especiales.
Oh. I was just going to go there as a Cuban so I could get some nice cigars and hang out. But, yeah, I can do that.
We can do
trope specials or whatever you said.
Tropas Especiales.
Yep.
I don't always lead revolutions, but when I do, I'm belligerently drunk.
Are you sure you're not now?
Oh, God. After last night.
No, after last night, you're gonna be sober for the next month. Well, that's being generous.
That is being very generous. I'm probably gonna try and start liquoring up again sometime next week.
All right. Well, as long as it's not tonight.
You know what I think it was? I think it was Ray's friggin' fruity.
Dude, it was the bucket.
It was.
It wasn't what was. It was obviously what was in it. But the biggest thing is the bucket. Yeah, it was a friggin' bucket.
I see that bucket and I think to myself, challenge accepted.
But reluctantly.
Yeah, because I was already 2 beer bongs, 3 shots of Jameson.
Four Guinnesses.
By shots of Jameson, it wasn't like the shot glass of Jameson. It was a regular.
It was a rocks glass.
It was a
tumbler.
Rocks glass that I just shot.
Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Don't ask questions about that. You know what? That wristband right there is the same. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, so next weekend we have America. And the weekend after that, I think we're free. And
yeah,
then
I don't think there's anything really going on.
Thank God.
Next weekend.
We need a break.
I know. This entire month of February, if I'm not doing Airsoft, it's all my other hobbies I'm doing. And they're all expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, what fun is a cheap hobby?
I know, right?
So then the weekend after that, would
going to strip clubs be a hobby? Or
no.
Is that just...
No.
Okay.
That's an extracurricular.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, okay, the weekend after next. No, the weekend after the first weekend in March is Sentry. TAC Ops.
That'd be TAC Ops on March 10th.
Yep.
Got the date right there.
Yep. It's just going to be a plain old TAC Ops game, guys. No Rainbow Six, no UAL. It's just going to be TAC Ops.
Yeah. We got our camera guy walking around here. He's doing a pretty awesome job.
I keep forgetting
that I have a camera on me. And... some of my expressions have been quite humorous, especially when
he's doing such a great job. I'd like to give a shout out to Dropkick Mercenaries. We've got Merlin and Rattlehead out here, and they've been doing an excellent job of everything, recruiting, doing run throughs as both a Marine
awesome
and an Op 4, really stepping up to the plate here. So, DKM, if y'all are out there listening, mad props. You got some good guys.
Man, I'm just so stoked for the con, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome being here. I'll tell you what, everybody. If you don't come out here next year, you're wrong. You're just wrong. That's the only way to say it, unless you've got a better way to say it.
I don't you're improper, maybe?
Yeah, if you don't come out here, you're improper.
Malingering.
Like a comma after one adjective.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Never mind, really.
That guy's sitting on a chick. He's got plenty of cushion.
Did he just put his thumb in her butthole?
He did. Welcome to cons. See what you're missing, folks? It's the classy people that you meet out here that really make life worth living.
Anyways, right now Mac is briefing in 20-something players.
I want to say 7, 14, 21, 22, 23. Good gravy.
23 players.
Our cap is usually 15.
Yeah, that's our largest run so far today. We've got Mac briefing. Merlin is over there. He's running medic. Rattlehead is got a shotgun. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's just...
Rattlehead is usually running a support.
All right. 8-Ball's got his mare's leg. And who's that? Is that Stefan? Yeah, that's Stefan.
Yep. They got pretty much every... All extra hands are running Space Marine. Hey, you know what I just realized? We're going to have to do a lot of set reset when we have 22 crazy kids running through our set.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I use so much duct tape.
Yeah. The set looks awesome. You want to talk about the set, too?
Yeah. So, anybody that has been out here before knows that we used to use pipe and drape. So, we would have long aluminum pipes, and we would just hang drapes off of it.
Yeah, it was just like threaded pipes that you locked into a T.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And that was that. And it gave us a whole lot of versatility. Monsters could go in and out pretty much anywhere they wanted to. The problem was that it was very flimsy. And the players could see through it. So they could see into the next room and be like, oh, crap, there's guys in there. I better get my finger on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we've done something completely different. And Mac the Great has gone out to Home Depot.
Mac the Amazing.
And he bought, I think, 150 panels of this. It's like HVAC siding, I believe. HVAC insulation.
It's a HVAC. It's a polymer kind of...
It's basically thin. It's thin plastic that has this girder type appearance to it,
and it's really cool.
It is.
There should be some photos of that actually posted up on the
MGP page.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, they're handing out the weapons now. So
this
what we did is we basically just duct taped all these things to the pipe, and saved close to, I want to say, like $2,000 in having to rent all that pipe and drape.
Oh yeah.
So this one initial investment that we can use at all of our cons is going to pay off pretty quickly.
And the cool thing is, it's all paintable.
Yes.
So we can paint black and yellow caution panels.
We can paint silver. We can paint air ducts, stuff like that. And what Jay, who is the assistant back of house director, what he did is he set up a hook system so we can actually have movable and slidable doorways.
Yeah, I was looking at
that.
That's
a pretty nifty feature.
That helps a lot with the set reset, especially between elevator runs.
Yeah, and it keeps it different every time.
Absolutely.
Mostly every time.
It's going to start within the next couple of cons that we go to. These wall systems are going to be amazing. Between, what do we got coming up next? Is that Indiana?
Next one will be Origins in Ohio.
All right.
That one is long. That is a 5-day con, but the first and last day are technically full setup days and full breakdown days. So when it comes down to the meat of it, I'm zoned out. Don't even look where I'm looking. When it comes down to the meat of it, it's only a 3-day con. Origins is focused very, very heavily on tabletop and card gaming, miniatures, stuff like that. I wasn't really into it, but
no.
It was for MGP, so step up to the plate. Yep. However, Gen Con in Indianapolis makes MegaCon seem like nothing. It is absolutely phenomenal. The actual hall is maybe 2 or 3 times as big as the one we got here at MegaCon.
Jiminy.
Yeah. And there's just
there
almost unlimited gymnasts. Almost
whatever.
Unlimited things to do. So you really need to make it to that one. Plus, by then I'll have it figured out how to do this live. We do a live broadcast of Gen Con.
Looking at the crew here, we've got a pretty awesome crew assembled for the run here in just a couple minutes. After the run, you want to pull a couple guys over to see how they...
let's see if we can do that. That'd be a good idea. We need more microphones, dude.
We do.
We'll go back over to Tuned Up. Oh, they're getting ready to head out.
They're so moto right now. It's cute.
It's cute, yeah. It's kind of like in real life. You're moto until you actually get into it.
You know what I'm going to get, dude? I've been seeing a lot of this going on is, like, people leading other people around on chains. And they're not in costume or anything like that. They might have, like, a piece of costume on, like, those fuzzy ears.
It is part of the culture. It is part of the contour, if you will. You'll see it even more at the North Cons. And the problem with that is that when you see it at the North Cons, it's usually with really, really, really young children. I'm not talking, like, toddlers, but I mean, like, you know, 12 to 15-year-olds are doing it.
I'm not talking about those little the backpacks. Like
no, I'm not talking about. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you're seeing right there. But it happens on younger kids, like 12, 10
that's
to
actually
to 14.
Disturbing.
It is, but you know it. Whatever.
All right, there goes Mike. That's Mike, right?
Who? Oh yeah, Michael's stacking up.
Yeah.
This kid is future MGP material.
Yeah.
We need to keep him around.
What's Ivan doing, by the way?
I believe he's ground dog.
All right.
But,
acceptable.
Yeah. Hey, check that out. Quail Man from the, old series Doug.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. Well, what's that? Doctor Who and a guy?
Yeah, you got a doctor, Quail Man. Awesome stuff. All right.
I don't know who the guy in the blue is. Who's the guy in the blue?
I don't know who that was. That's some dude that needs a better tailor. Look at them. They're themselves.
Jeez, man. To do this many people, we need to have 4 rooms. Can you imagine if we had 4 rooms?
Imagine if we had 4 rooms and full effects.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Like lasers.
See, we turned on a fog machine last year or the year before and had, you know, every convention center staff on us in like 2 minutes, claiming that we were going to set off the smoke detectors. The problem with that claim is that Fog machines don't have the same consistency as smoke.
Well, it's not that. It's, I think smoke detectors pick up chemicals.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's not. I didn't mean the texture. I meant it doesn't have the same ingredients per se.
Well, yeah.
Fog is juice. You can't make smoke out of juice. Well, I'm sure you could find a way.
It turns into a vapor. It's like a misty vapor. Anyways, it's not the same kind of thing as smoke. So
yeah.
I don't know why they would say that's going to set off the smoke alarms.
Mac, you have anything on your mind?
I got the latest squad in. Had a couple minutes, then I drop by for a second.
All right. This is Mac with MGP. He's approximately 6'2", 6'3". He's kind of pale skin, but he likes long walks on the beach. And
would you like me to let them know who Mac is? You're looking at me like you're completely lost.
Well, I was just putting him out there.
Okay. Well, most of you out there are going to know Mac as the guy in charge of all the magic that happens, Wayne's World, Century, stuff like that. He gives all the briefings, tries to keep Simmons from having to do his thing with his boots and your butt, and puts it all together behind the scenes and works out some events for us. So here to give a few words just about what's going on and keep you guys in the loop.
Hey, guys. Listen, I also want to thank you guys again for all the hard work you've been doing on the podcast. The first one was awesome, and it's kind of cool you guys are here doing it at MegaCon as well. The MegaCon event, as you guys already know, is a little unique. It's very different than much of what we do here traditionally. Very difficult from traditional airsoft games, but
yeah.
We've been running it for, I think this must be about our fifth year, I think, at MegaCon, fourth or fifth year. And we've been running it, of course, at some conventions in the summer in the central U.S. during the summer months for a number of years as well.
Right on. Could you tell us about some of the other events that you've done here at the cons?
Well, at, as far as some of the other marine events, do you mean?
Some of these marine events, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, essentially what these are is kind of a fusion between a live-action role-playing experience and an airsoft game. I mean, actually, the best way you could probably describe it, it's a live first-person shooter, essentially. We've basically taken over a ballroom in the convention center, and we set it up with a wall system as kind of a maze to simulate a derelict spaceship, a mining platform, something like that. And about every hour on the hour, we run about 15 players approximately through the simulation, give them vests, helmets, some low-power electric guns. We send a couple of our staff as NCOs. We, yell at them, kind of get a little Arlie Ermy on them, try not to make anybody cry, but we have fun. I mean, we try to keep them in character, get them in the mood, try to give them some basic tactical direction, because you get a really mixed bag. You get guys that go through these events that are just, computer gamers that are just totally stoked here to kind of do it live, but they've never held an airsoft gun or a real gun before. We also have some active and former service guys that come through this that really have a good time with it. So it's kind of a really mixed crew, but it's a neat experience, and it's what's also really really unique is it's a very very different type of event at this convention. That's one thing that's been very successful about these events at MegaCon, Gen Con, and Origins is there's really not anything else quite like it.
Very cool. All right, so we get here. And we need players. Take us through the steps. How do we get players to come over to these to the marine events?
Well, at MegaCon, we have to do a lot of active recruiting, where we'll send out some of our staff, kind of walking the floors in uniform with business cards and information. So the thing about MegaCon is there's so many folks in costume and there's so much photography going on. It's not too hard for some of our guys walking around, looking sharp in uniform for people to want to take their photograph, and that gives them an in to talk about the event itself. That's why Loco loves being a recruiter. Gives him a chance to get his photo taken and, rub up against some nubile things and skimpy costumes. So he enjoys it. We tend to do a lot of active recruiting at MegaCon. Now, at some of the other cons, it's a somewhat different setup because they have a more of an advanced registration system in place. And frequently for those, we already have a lot of bookings even before the convention itself occurs. Many of the
cool
runs are already sold out.
Well, that's awesome. All right, so you get your players and you get them to sit down. What's step one from there?
Yeah, basically, what we do basically is we do the briefing outside the event space. So all the players put on vests, helmets. We give them a quick safety briefing, the basics of how to use the weapon. Give them their airsoft guns. We break them up into fire teams. We assign them to an NCO, and then we kind of give them an in-character briefing on the scenario involved in that particular for that particular year, then we, you know, try to pump them up a little bit, and it's kind of fun too. Usually by the first run or two that we do is always we're still kind of trying to find our inner jarhead. Usually by the third, fourth run, at that point we've kind of worked each other up pretty much into a, you know, kind of a frenzy, and we're really kind of getting a lot more in character.
Right on. All right, so you got everybody stacked up on the door. You break the door, and you're in. And what's the mood?
Yeah, basically, what we'll just do is we try to keep the players tight because we need to have room for our op4 to move around and relocate. Depending on the scenario we're doing, the op4 might be aliens, as they are in this year's scenario. Essentially, your kind of classic xenomorph bugs. Always room to throw in zombies. Everybody likes to shoot zombies. Mm-hmm. Even if I really can't figure out why zombies are involved with aliens, but for some reason they tend to show up. Sometimes we've done space pirates. Sometimes we've done other hostile military forces that may have taken over a ship. So it just kind of depends on the scenario involved. What the players do is they'll move room to room. We'll give them some basic guidance in stacking on doors, clearing rooms, flooding rooms. Making sure they're watching all their sectors of fire, and we kind of do a little bit of magic of stagecraft. We've kind of figured out a way to simulate the team moving through multiple levels of a ship or a station, where we have kind of an elevator setup that gives us a little bit of a suspension of disbelief, allows us to do a quick set change while the elevator's traveling to the next level, and that works out pretty well to basically for us to simulate a multi-leveled ship, even though we're working within a single event space.
Right on. All right, so you wrap up. Marines are victorious, we hope. Everybody's stacking outside of that door, and everybody leaves, and what's the feedback you've been getting?
Feedback's almost always very positive. As a matter of fact, we have, in the run that's in there right now, we have one kid. This is his third run already going through it this convention. There's another guy I know that's his second run already this convention going through it. It's really not uncommon at a lot of these conventions that we have players go through the simulation 2, 3, 4 times sometimes. And we also have, of course, a lot of repeat players that are you know, sometimes like when I'm walking in on Thursday for setup or Friday morning when I'm in uniform, people say, "Hey, where are you guys? Which room are you guys in this year?" You know, they'll recognize us and, you know, try to find out where we're at this year.
Nice, very cool. Well, you got anything else you want to say about that, Mac?
Well, not really. I mean, again, the Space Marine events that we're doing, again, it's really very different from traditional airsoft games, but most of the staff that do it are traditional airsofters. And if nothing else, I mean, if you guys have a chance to interview them, that actually might be a great point of view from a traditional airsofter, his take on it. Because it is kind of a very different audience, somewhat different experience, but it's a good time. It really is.
All right. Well, thanks, Mac.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, there you have it from the mastermind behind it all. His comment about it being a very unique event, it is certainly that. You will not really get anything like it at another con or at any other airsoft venue, really.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody else that's hosting anything like that. Oh, that's pretty cool. Zombie Spider-Man. I still think the Darth Maul Predator I saw 2 years ago was pretty freaking amazing.
I'm kind of jealous, actually.
Yeah. So I think what we'll do, once that run gets out here, we'll maybe grab one of the dropkick guys and... I don't know if I want to pull Michael over here. I don't know if he seemed very comfortable behind the mic. Maybe see if we can take a volunteer.
I'm going to watch her walk by and just see what happens with this one.
Go for it. You're not going to enjoy it, really. I do like the brain that zombie walks around with in his mouth.
That is kind of funny, actually. It's like a monkey brain. Jesus.
Yeah. It's, yep. There's that.
Ugh. Lord. Like she's a trailer park gypsy or something like that.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this girl.
She had a hiccup.
Zombies with hiccups. That's cute.
Yep.
Cute.
That's what happens when you eat flesh too fast.
Yeah. God, man, I had a wicked case of the hiccups last night. I don't know.
That wasn't hiccups. That was vomiting.
No. No, silly.
I'm pretty sure I know what that was.
That was after the beer bong of the shipyard ale. It started. I was like,
I didn't hear that. I didn't have much of the shipwreck, whatever it's called.
Shipyard. That's shipyard. Shipwreck. Yeah.
Yeah. Oddball didn't like it either. He said, as soon as he started having that stuff, he got a headache off of it. I think it might have been the fact that was after, I don't know, 5 other beers.
That and shipyard ale is meant for men.
True. Someone's playing Thriller over there. I'm not sure what the point is of the charred corpse. See, here's my question, dude. Why would you want to do that? Oh, look at what's walking this way. Two costumes that we were just talking about that
oh,
I can't
God.
Stand.
Wow, I could almost not see that ghost camouflaged ACU pattern.
It's because of the carpet in here.
We should get con camo.
Ooh, yeah. Except con camo would have to be like 18 different colors.
Is she wearing 7-inch heels?
She should come over here and we can find out.
Who wears stripper shoes to a con? Oh, never mind.
All of them?
Yeah, stupid question.
Yeah.
I got all these zip ties, or not zip ties, but these...
Twisty ties?
Yeah, here, play with them. I've been having fun.
I may have to do that, since we're... How far in on the run are we? What's our time hack? Oh, fantastic. We got another 15 minutes of sitting here. So before the con, out front of the center, doing some planning stuff with the brass, and
that was on Friday.
That was on Friday,
yeah.
And no, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah, that's right.
And a couple topics came up in discussion, several of which can't talk about on air.
Check it out, it's a zombie Princess Peach.
That's pretty cool, actually. Anyway, several of these topics can't talk about on air since the details aren't locked down yet. But why are these people going into our center?
They work here.
Oh, doing trash.
Yeah.
But some of the ones that may have some potential is doing some charity events sometime soon.
That sounds like an awesome plan.
Do one where we get, like, Revision and Save Face and stuff like that to come out and promote their eyewear. And then all the proceeds or part of the proceeds will go to a charities that help the blind or visually impaired. That was one idea. But there's several other ideas. There was Operation Just Cause or Good Cause or something like that in South Florida several years ago that 100% of the proceeds helped benefit a firefighter that died in the line of duty, benefit his family, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Outrageous turnout for that one from what I remember.
Every time I see Save Face, their label, whatever, every time I see it, I think of Shave Face. And I was like, who would put that mask on to shave their face? I don't know. I'm dyslexic like that. The kid's got a loaded BB gun.
I was looking at that. Hang on. Ivan.
Is he really? Throw something at him.
Grab that Kobo.
Ivan.
Jeez, finally. I have to use friggin' Fuzzro Daw to get his attention. Hey. Come here. Did we tag that kid's loaded BB gun over there? No, right there. It's leaning against the wall. That thing's loaded. It's got BBs in it. We can hear it.
It's a BB gun. It's not an airsoft gun. It's a BB gun.
Let Simmons know, because that's... If it's got our tape on it and then he, you know, something happens, they're going to come back to us. Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear the metal BBs when he picked it up. So just let Simmons know what's going on to keep his eye out for it, at least.
It's kind of weird. Because I looked over at it, and I was like,
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that design does not look airsoft.
Yeah, I was like, that looks weird for if it's airsoft. And I looked again, and I was like, that looks a lot like a sport BB gun.
Yeah.
And I looked at the muzzle, and I saw the muzzle had the tape around the barrel behind the front sight.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second, that's kind of a weird placement for the orange tape. And then I looked at the entire gun, and then he picked it up and moved it around. I was like,
shooka, shooka, shooka.
Yeah, you know.
The Rain Dance Maggie. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Or do I owe Red Hot Chili Peppers some money now?
I don't know. Red Hot something coming around.
What's this orange costume here? And the red costume.
Want to ask him?
The red one looks like Red Lantern. No, I don't want to ask them. Because what if they actually start talking about it?
Well, I would... appreciate if red costume stuck around to talk about it.
Oh, geez. What WTF is that? The man in the butterfly suit. It sounds like the sequel to the girl with the dragonfly tattoo. The man in the butterfly suit.
I thought it was dragon tattoo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a dragon tattoo.
Nice.
Jeez, this is turning into a major powwow over there.
It is. There's a lot of stuff going on. What's going on?
It all started when Ivan approached Simmons about the BB gun.
Roger that.
I think he's going to do it the right way and not get ourselves directly involved.
Well, we've got that one guy that walks around that's always got his shirt off, but he's doing our monster work.
Jay?
Yep.
Where's Will? Is Will in there?
Will who?
Will Thrasher.
Wheaton?
Cool, Will.
Wheaton?
Oh, it is Wheaton, isn't it?
No, Will Wheaton is not on our staff.
Who? Why do I recognize that name then?
Will Wheaton?
Yeah.
You know the kid that played Wesley Crusher in Star Trek, The Next Generation?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's like now super famous for some. By the way, listeners, whenever I'm talking and I suddenly stop and there's just that silence. Usually because something ridiculous walked by.
Yeah, something ridiculous just walked by. Oh, look at the little Doctor Who.
Yeah, that guy's doing it right.
He's keeping it real, man. Oh, here come the Umbrella Corps guys. Nope.
There's
random child alert.
Yeah, there's our red and black costume. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Our table's getting flooded, dude. This is awesome.
Wiggling all the right places.
We're not talking about Wiggle.
I'm sexy and you know it.
No. Woogie, 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 woogie.
Oh, Lordy. So I put out an all call on the Airsoft Airwaves thing last night to have people come meet us and drink with us, but nobody showed up.
We probably should have done that in advance. I'm glad you said that, though. I'm glad you said that because that reminds me of something pressing that we need to bring up. Okay. To all you people listening, we are in need of people with basic acting ability. It's nothing, yeah, for the teasers we're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is nothing in depth. Most of you will just be standing there with guns, but we will need a couple people to do a few voice parts, small voice parts. This is going to happen in the Sanford area and the Apopka area. The dates are, as of yet, undetermined, but we will definitely keep you in the loop. If you're interested in being part of the teaser series for one of the most awesome events upcoming later in this year.
Which one is that? Do you know?
I'm not giving away the name.
Okay.
Please send an email to podcast@mindgame-productions.com. Give us your name, your call sign, any experience that you have, and where you live so we know how close you're going to be able to be to us. And we'll keep you posted on everything. But these teasers are going to help lead into one of the most amazing events by MGP for 2012. Let us know if you want to be a part of it.
It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be phenomenal.
It just dawned on me. What if this entire situation gets the entire gun thing fucking snuffed?
It really shouldn't, because isolated incidents like that, I mean, I have not seen a single gun that looks real.
Uh-oh. They took them down.
Yes, I saw the tail end of that. I'm wondering if the camera caught it. Probably caught the Umbrella Corps guys.
Yeah, we need to see if we can get Merlin on trying to. What the are they?
Are you looking at the two guys wrestling? It's like something out of a Lonely Island song.
Yeah. I just had sex.
No, not that one.
Oh. It's like Squad Rocket.
Uh-oh. Game on, officer. He's eyeballing it, too. And here it goes, folks. Here it goes. Bam. Oh, look at that. Look at that. There it goes. Goodbye, gun. I love how self-righteous he looks on his segue. Like, I just took a gun. That kid looks very sad. That's what you get.
I am staring. Look at this Bubba Hoss. Jesus. Somebody throw a belt around that dude's ass.
Careful, zombie girl. He might eat you.
What's this one doing?
Don't. If you ever see something that you don't understand at a con, you don't ask.
That's right. Con people do some weird
things. You just say, oh, the con. Is that kid carrying a potato masher in his other? Yep, he's got a potato masher. That kid looks like an ultimate D-bag right here. All right, well, any minute now, they should be coming out. So,
yep.
Stand by to grab some. Oh, shit, there goes the camera.
Almost.
No, that's cool. Don't apologize. We just got a thumbs up from Simmons regarding the gun issue.
Rock and roll.
Jeez, 21 people.
I couldn't possibly scare that many people.
All right, here they come. Here they come. Oh, jeez, they're dragging people out.
Wow.
How theatrical of that.
I know. I don't know.
What's that? What'd she ask?
She was asking if she could get in there. I was, do I look like I work
here? If somebody ever asked that again, just say go around the front of it. All right, guys. Well, they finally came out of the run. All of them looking very ragged, war-torn, and sweaty. We're going to pull over Rattlehead here for
a quick minute.
Actually, we're going to do Rattlehead second. Rattlehead, I need you to go find me a volunteer that would like to talk for a minute about their experience. We're going to go find a volunteer, we meaning Rattlehead. Have them tell you a little bit about the fun that they had and see what their thoughts were. And then we're going to talk to Rattlehead. Yeah. So we get a completely new guy and a very experienced guy. And we'll see the two different viewpoints. It turned off, by the way.
Yeah, it only does
10
minutes.
Oh.
Oh, well,
that's
geez.
Fine.
So, like, 40...
Yeah, 40 minutes of us sitting here talking. That's fine.
Well, what we need to do is set up a day where we can like a really...
Yeah. Killer, this is your second run, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, this is a podcast for MGP that runs the event. And what we want to do is just get a few words from you about your experience and how you like to. Have you ever played airsoft before?
Have I played airsoft? Yeah, I play airsoft. I currently have about 16 airsoft weapons and 7 paintball. I usually go on the weekends, each weekend that I can, of course, that I don't work. You know, this was an amazing experience. It felt just like it, you know, just the teamwork asset of it. You know, you don't get the same thing in airsoft every day, but the teamwork asset of it brings, you know, the people together, the ones that are willing to work.
So have you ever been to an event like this before?
That's a negative. This is the first time, but, of course, I came back. This is my second run through. It was amazing. I'd go again, but I'm out of money on this one.
We know how that goes. Are you gonna be back at MegaCon next year?
Of course, especially if you guys are going to come back.
We'll always be here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you,
guys. Take it easy.
All right. Well, I guess the inexperienced airsofter I thought we grabbed was amongst us. So, but anyway, Rattlehead, do you have anything you'd like to say about how the runs are going and the event compared to your other airsoft experience?
Yeah, I'd have to say the runs are going great. As the day progresses, we're actually getting quite larger. People are starting to fall in and come back. We've got a great group of people out here. The recruiting's been fantastic. You couldn't ask for a better group out here at the con.
How did this run go?
This one actually went rather well. This was one of our largest groups of the day, 3 different squads. Took a little figuring out in the beginning, but once everybody started to learn the leapfrog process, it went pretty smoothly. We got in and we got out and nobody died.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
Very cool. Highlights? Anything like that from this last run here?
Well, we had one zombie we just couldn't seem to kill, Scrubs. Other than that, a whole lot of firefighting, guys. Whole lot of screaming, whole lot of yelling, getting them in line. My job was a lot keeping them in line, so I wasn't too much in the firefight.
Right on, right on. Very cool.
You can tell my voice is pretty much gone.
Yeah. What was the scenario inside of there? Was it anything different from what we've been going through today, or is you guys mix it up with anything?
Yeah, we had a couple different, several different survivors we ran into throughout the ship. Different positions of survivors, as well as dealing with the reactor, the aliens, and the zombies. On that, it was a fantastic run, guys. I can't say enough good things about it, about the team I'm working with, and about the people we're finding to come out and play.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
Got one of our friends, Petey, just walked out of here. He was doing some of the monster work on that. What was that like there, Petey?
Rattlehead, thank you, by the way. Petey, it's been a while since you've been doing some airsoft. How was that? That was good? Did you get hurt? Yeah, did you get stepped on? Yeah, that seems to happen a lot. He got kicked in the head a few times yesterday. Yeah.
No, I wasn't here yesterday.
Oh.
Who am I thinking of? I did get kicked in the head at MegaCon last year.
I think it must have been Jay.
Somebody stepped on my head.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, because you were there stepping on my head.
Yeah, my bad. But was it fun? Yeah. Is it? It's great scaring the crap out of people, isn't it? How long are you hanging out for? Oh, for the rest of the day? Oh, cool. Well, me and Jawbone are done drinking. No, we're not drinking. No. We got to recover today. But more than welcome to come back to the hotel room and chill with us. We're getting Chinese or something like that. So.
Hey, Merlin's taking the sign down. What's Merlin doing?
I wouldn't be able to. Oh, you know what he's doing? No. He's moving it over here for the podcast probably.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
That does make sense. How's that look, Merlin? Look good?
We'd like to take this time to thank our sponsors, Mind Games Productions.
They're not our sponsors.
Oh, they're not our sponsors.
That's who we work for.
We'd like to
take sponsor,
this time to thank
a
our
sponsor
employers.
Is Dark Threads.
Our sponsor is Dark Threads.
Dark Threads, run by Megan Irvine and Stefan Rice. A couple of great people, great selection, great product. Oh, great. Now we're going to have all this background noise.
Oh, lordy. Hey, our trailer trash gypsy.
Our trailer trash gypsy's in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
I want to throw something at her.
How about the wrench that she's holding?
Well, I have to go over there and get it first.
Okay. To throw it back at her, I think it'd be worth it. Boy, how loud am I actually talking? I hope they can't hear me. Look at that, the girl with the Mickey Mouse gloves flicking them off. What a horrible thing to do.
Especially for a good photo like this.
I know.
I hate when people do that.
Like on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep. Speaking of Facebook, guys, if you come out here to the event and you check in at our event on Facebook or Foursquare, we give you a nice discount.
Yep. Do you know what the discount is?
$1.
Well, okay. It's $1 less than you're spending on it.
Yeah.
Which is acceptable, I suppose.
It's very acceptable.
Speaking of Stefan.
Check them out, darkthreads.com. There's no hyphen, right? See what they got in store. Yes,
yeah.
ATAX is going to be a big seller.
I'm looking forward to a new camouflage that works.
Oh, that's what's going on here. Folks, the noise you just heard was the contorn being blown, signaling the zombie walk. We got roughly, how many would you say that was? Maybe 30?
30, 40.
30 to 40 people all made up as zombies, followed by some Umbrella Corp guys with guns and the sheriff from Walking Dead and some straggling people that aren't related at all. What they do is they just walk the entire con as zombies, and seeing that many people as a zombie together gets kind of cool.
One, two, three,
yeah.
Four people signing up right there, active.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And we got people already sitting down. Look, how many we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 people already sitting down. Makes 12, 13, 14, 15 right there at the desk. 16. Wow.
Yeah, pretty decent haul again.
Yeah, these guys are kicking.
Yeah, it's always the end of the day that really kills you. Yeah, we're going to try to wrap it up here soon.
Yeah, we want to get a couple more interviews and maybe look at some more contards.
Well, we can look at contards all day.
Mr.
Hey! Hey, just so you know, to kick off the podcast recording, he's checking you out. He's just like, hey, man, look at that sexual chocolate. Mmm. You got anything you want to say, Noah? Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to all my Mind Game Production people. Great job.
You got to say it into the microphone. Oh. That's how it works.
Throw a shout out to all the Mind Games people. We did a
listen
great
to
job
that
today.
Voice that he's got.
Great job today. We got a great job here from all our people here. Awesome as always. Every year, great time, great times all the time. I love it. Love it.
I'm going to start calling you SBK. Well.
Yep.
I think we should go ahead and wrap it up. Go enjoy more of the run-throughs and the con. Signing off here at MegaCon, Loco and Jawbone, and we hope to see you guys on the next episode.
Yes. What the f***?
Hello, Airsoft players. I'm Jawbone, and with me here is Loco. Welcome to the March edition of the February podcast. We have some explaining to do, I know. So let's go ahead and start explaining.
Jobo did it.
Actually, if you wanted to be technical, I think Collins did it.
Yeah, Collins did do it.
Collins did it. We both came down with a horrible case of con sickness, and we're still fighting it. Skinny bastard over here is just about over his.
Barely. Barely. Still coughing.
Yeah, mine's deep in my lungs, and it's not a pleasant thing. Found bubble wrap.
I see that.
It's entertaining.
Put the bubble wrap down. Focus.
Sorry. I can't help it. I'm sick. Oh, God, this is nasty. So anyways, this is the part two of the podcast that we were promising you and never actually delivered up until this time right now. We last left you off at MegaCon. That was the weekend of, what, this?
That was February 17th through
19th. 17th, 18th, and 19th, then. Though it really kicked off, you know, Friday night and then Saturday night. It was just ridiculous. Are you going to live?
I would be all right. I'm trying to... It didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can tell we're off bad. Collins, this is your fault, yep. By the way.
I hope you hear this.
And we mean bad Collins, not good Collins.
Yeah. Kilt Collins.
Yeah. Kilt Collins is your fault.
Yes. So, left at MegaCon, and then after MegaCon, we had America.
And I America got 2.
America 2, yes. Which was actually the kickoff for the America campaign, which is... I'm not exactly sure how long it's lasting.
I think it's going to be a 9-month long... Well, over the next 9 months or so, it's going to be a... series of games, but the kicker is that there's going to be main games hosted by MGP, and MGP has left it open for independent teams to have mini games that affect the main campaign. Yeah.
And that way, you know, every they've sectioned off the state of Florida in different zones, different point values, and stuff like that. If any of you have ever played Tom Clancy's End War, it's kind of like their world theater. How at the end of each day, the battles of the day were all calculated, and then the front lines of the war were moved. But this is just over 9 months, and it's not a video game. And
it's for reals, for fake.
It's for fake real.
Well, I like mine better. Anyways.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
So, it was good for the half day we were there.
Yeah, we got to Chrono. Met some really awesome people.
Got to fire some awesome guns.
Yep.
I got to look like a fool with some guns because of the meds.
Hung out with some people from Dropkick Mercenaries.
Yes, Dropkick Mercenaries. Good people. Good people. So, game kicked off roughly, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock?
I have no idea. I didn't have time on me.
Thereabouts, somewhere around there. And Jumpman and I were running as civilians, and we immediately proceeded to the city.
Where civilian presence would have, you know, been needed.
You would think in a city... You'd have civilians. You know, our main motive was just to get into the city and tool around a little bit, check everything out, but also to retrieve the weapons we had hidden and start causing some ruckus. But that did not happen until right before everybody broke for chow, and it ended quite horribly with a poorly thought out and poorly placed thunder grenade. Which took me a few hours to recover my hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, the reviews have said it was a pretty good event, and it was a great kickoff to the campaign. It's going to last the rest of the year. And we get to be back out there for another camping trip in a few weeks for the Zone 3.
Yeah, and then back onto America. I know you want to transition to the Zone real quick here, but back to America. I want to bring up a feeling that I had what was going to happen and actually did happen was brought up on the MGP forums is cross uniforms. I don't know if people were doing that on purpose or if that was just, you know, something that just happened, but there was confusion definitely between the Woodland Marpat pattern camo and the regular Woodland cal print or puzzle print camo.
Well, it was also because players would wear a top of one.
People wearing like black t-shirts and OD pants and stuff like that. And that led to confusion, understandably, and it was brought up on the forum. And this is something that I've been trying to avoid myself for a number of years playing Airsoft, and I absolutely hate when I see it done, is when somebody goes out onto a field with BDU bottoms in, like, Woodland style, and then they wear, like, a three-color desert jacket top.
Yeah.
Now, I understand
And Reeboks. Yeah. Don't wear tennis shoes.
Well, they're okay.
No, boots are comfortable.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I know, I understand that there's people that don't have as much money to afford, you know, six different full uniform sets, but...
Afford one. I'm tired of seeing people with, you know, a Tokyo Marui with 18 different accessories on it, and they're wearing tennis shoes with Walmart pants and a black t-shirt. Just go to Al's Army, drop $35.
Not necessarily Al's Army, any kind of military service store or something like
anywhere,
that.
Anywhere, just for...
Even darkthreads.com.
Yes. Just get something. Full and complete.
And it doesn't have to be that fancy new ATAX or multicam. Yeah, sorry, that was involuntary.
It happens. It happens. Kind of like invincibility happens when you put multicam on.
Yeah.
You just can't help it.
God, I can't get that taste out of my mouth. The multicam taste, it's just... there it is.
Ew. Not on the mics.
No, sorry.
So, zone... I don't even remember. Is it zone 3 or 4? I want to say it's 4. Wasn't the zone 3 last year?
Yeah, the zone 3 was last year, so it is zone 4.
It'll be the zone 4. Another go-round. Oh! I guess... What somebody got today is going to make them all kinds of prepared. Jawbone done picked himself up a nice, shiny...
A new ANK brand SVD sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And then Loco picked himself up a...
What is that thing? Echo 1?
Yeah, Echo 1 ASR. Yep.
ASR. And I got to say, I was kind of iffy about it. The price was perfect. But they were mentioning some issues with the stock. And... after putting, what do you say, maybe 30 rounds through the thing?
I'd say around 30, yeah.
Replacing the stock with a Magpul-style stock and throwing a cheap little $40 scope on there, mostly just for being able to zoom in and see things, not necessarily use it for firing. But I'd say we're both really happy. Accuracy's dead on. They're both, for the most part, they're pretty daggum quiet, which at the zone and wasteland will come in real handy.
Absolutely.
And,
Zone, Wasteland, America, basically anything.
Tell them the whole package you got, and then how much you had to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got the rifle. The rifle was like, what, 130, 140 something?
I want to say it was 145.
Something like that. Full metal body. It's a spring action rifle, yeah, but I honestly prefer that. I get more consistent power, and it's a quieter weapon. Got that. Didn't get any kind of scope or anything like that for it, because I'm kind of a traditionalist. But then I was still in the market for a black combat rig, a vest or plate carrier or something like that. I purchased one earlier, say about maybe 2-3 months ago. Got it for a steal of like $20, and it was just a plate carrier. But it didn't fit me, and I don't know if any of you have seen me in person. I know a lot of you have. I'm not exactly a one-size-fits-most kind of person. I'm a big fucking dude. So anyways... I got this new plate carrier today. It's got a cummerbund and it's fully adjustable, 360 degrees. Not only did I get the plate carrier, it came with a load.
Came with,
six load.
Six external mags, mag pouches, and then 4 built-in, 2 pistol mag pouches.
An admin pouch pouch thing.
Covered in Velcro for all den patches.
Yep.
A hydration carrier.
On the backside.
Yeah.
And then it has built-in mag pouches in the cummerbund. I think it's got 4 mag pouches in the cummerbund.
Yeah.
4. I want you guys to just roll it around in your head. Get this. $125.
Yeah. There's a steel. And the built-in sling
thing. And the built-in sling thing. It's got a little...
Yeah, a little built-in sling thingy. Slingy.
I can hear it rustling on the mic.
I know. Yeah, it indicates that you're playing with it.
Yeah.
It's not a lobster. Don't do that. Put it down.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good bargain. He got that, and then the rifle, and then some pouches for the OD vest.
Yeah, I need to adjust that one, too.
And what was the total? Maybe, like, right at 300, something like that?
I think it was, like, 350 for the break.
Yeah. So, pretty good deal.
Yeah, nice haul. Really nice haul. Yeah, we got a secret for you guys.
Yeah, we do. For now, our buddy Merlin from Dropkick Mercenaries did us a great favor. Did a quick interview with Merv, Megan Irving of darkthreads.com. She's also helping front MGP's online media war, trying to get MGP's name out there across all different types of social media networks, Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, stuff like that. And
them inner tubes and
yes, you know,
the U-webs.
It's like a series of tubes and pipes. And so, yeah, there's a lot of bonuses if you get involved on there, especially if you go out and you like the Facebook page for Airsoft Airwaves. And
which I highly recommend you do.
Yeah, I highly recommend you do. The more likes, the more awesome we get. And the more awesome we get, the more awesome you get, because it all comes back to you. So, yeah, without any more waiting, don't give me that look. Here's the interview with Megan.
All right, this is Merlin here with MGP's Airsoft and Airwaves. I'm sitting with Megan here. She's going to tell us a little bit more about what MGP is doing with the social media and the internet.
Well, yes, we do have a presence on different social media channels. And by social media channels, I mean things like Facebook and Twitter. Those are the big ones that we're working with right now. So if you wanted to become a fan of MGP, the Facebook page is a great place to get the latest news. All the events are announced and posted there, and there's a good bit of discussion, too, because players can RSVP to events on the, that are posted on the page, and, you know, we get a lot of interaction among people in the Facebook community on that particular channel. And Twitter is...
This is Ramius. He and Stefan are on the field.
Is that your radio or mine? Sorry. Okay, so Facebook is a big one. And Twitter is another place where we do have a presence. We actually have multiple people have access to the Twitter account. And that's really the way, you know, that we post the latest news, what's really late-breaking, hot news of the moment. Because a lot of us have, you know, smartphones that we carry with us. And, for example, you know, we're on site today in an event, and I've been tweeting about it. And so it's, I kind of think that Twitter is the faster, quickie version of in social media. And then Facebook is where you want to kind of dive in and get more details and spend some more time roaming around to see what you can find there.
All right, so how is Twitter different from Facebook?
Well, Twitter is, you can describe it as a microblogging format where you're just posting updates, basically. You can attach links and photos, and you can attach media to those updates, but you're limited to 140 characters. So if you're going to say something on Twitter, you want to make it short and to the point. And that's why a lot of people turn to Twitter for quick news and not reading a lot of details about something. On Facebook, they give you a longer character limit. There's more of a variety of different formats of ways that you can post besides just doing a status update. You know, you can put videos and links and blogs and other ways of posting information on Facebook. So it's more detailed. I mean, I think a lot of people, they just want, if they want to quickly check the news, they look at Twitter, their Twitter timeline. If they want to spend some time, they log into Facebook.
What else? Forums?
The forums, you know, I don't. I guess you can classify that in with the rest of social media. Forums have been around for such a long time. What I think, why I think I look at them separately from things like Twitter and Facebook, is that they're closed communities. Usually you have to create an account and be a member, and then it's a limited number of members who are active on the forum. It's not open to the entire internet, typically. It can be closed-knit, and I think that affects the types of conversations and discussions that you have on there. Whereas on Twitter and Facebook, it's much more open. If you want to reach people who don't know anything about Airsoft or live action role playing games or, you know, whatever it is you're trying to promote, you need to step outside the forums to get the new audience engaged, because the forum folks, they've been there for a while and they're basically having their own private discussion. Find us on Facebook and find us on Twitter, and there are people who are happy to answer your questions or interact with you.
Anything else you can want to talk about?
Well, at some future time, if you ever wanted to do a program about women in Airsoft.
All right. Sounds like a good article for Airsoft Squared.
Oh, okay.
And a whole podcast on itself.
Yeah. All I can say at this time is there are women who play Airsoft. Yes, indeed. And we enjoy it, too. We're not just there to be with our boyfriends or, you know, to hang out and watch people's stuff. Some of us like to pick up the rifle and go get some.
Excellent. All right. Well, this is Merlin with Airsoft Airwaves coming to you from America, too. Make sure to check out darkthreads.com, both on www.darkthreads.com and facebook.com/darkthreads.com.
All right, cool. That was Maverick and Megan Irving.
Not Maverick.
Who was it? Magellan? Merlin. Magoo? Merlin.
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 Go call a Magoo to his face. You won't.
He's weatherman. He's weatherman to us.
Oh, man.
Such secret and hateful love.
Mama Merlin.
Merlin's going to get a kick out of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we got you updated on the social media stuff, it's time to get into our special surprise for you guys. If you are tuned into the Facebook page already, you will know that we are doing a giveaway.
Oh, I thought you meant podcast.
Looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Dude, I'm completely out of it.
Anyway, we're doing a giveaway. And for the first giveaway, we decided to make it a pretty baller giveaway. So.
How baller? Hella baller.
It's so baller that it might trot the globe.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd get it. Yeah.
I got it.
For those of you that didn't get it, it's a Harlem Globetrotters joke.
It's a stupid joke.
Grow some culture and class. Anyway, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to tell you how to get in on the giveaway.
We'll tell them already.
And then we're going to tell you what's in it. And then we're going to go take some more meds and drink some beer and watch TV.
That's a good plan, actually.
That is a good plan.
I don't know if you should mix meds with beer, though.
It's fine.
Okay.
I've done it before.
And you weigh less than me, so I should be safe.
Yeah. So, here's how it's going to be done. We thought about doing a quiz. You know, a little trivia.
But then we remembered quizzes suck.
And nowadays, there's really nothing that we could ask that you couldn't look up online, and that just wouldn't be fair. Would it? No, it would not.
It would be completely unfair, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. And then, we're like, well, what if we just randomly draw it from a group of people that like our Facebook? And then I started thinking, well, people are going to call that unfair because there's only, I don't know, 42 of you out there that have liked us on Facebook.
And we need at least 150 more.
We need
500. Actually, we need 5 million more.
500 likes. 500 likes or bust. Or Obama gets a second term.
No, that's just unfair.
Yep. Welcome to life. So then I was like, Jawbone, I got this great idea.
He was, really. We were out standing by his car, and then he was like,
we were playing with our new rifles.
That sounds disgusting.
My bad. This is not a PG show anyway. So we're outside.
I think we dumped the PG rating at MegaCon.
Yeah, definitely. So I was outside, and I was like, hey, I got this great idea. John was like, hey, what's your great idea? And I'm like, what if we not only did a giveaway,
yes,
we did the podcast,
yes,
so Mac's all happy about the podcast, and we're happy about it. And not only did we do a giveaway of cool gear and make,
yes,
people like us more, but what if we do a triple whammy
and try
enter
to
triple threat sound effect
or whatever. And then I was like, what if we help make the Zone 4 even more awesome by trying to get more people to come out to it? And Jawbone's all, well, how do you plan on doing that? And I was like, check this.
Just like this, you idiot.
Yeah, duh. What we're going to do, listeners, if you want to get in on this podcast giveaway.
This is absolutely critical.
Crazy awesome gear. First off, you're going to have to like us on Facebook. Plain and simple. I don't care if you win or not. Like us on Facebook, please.
Because we like you back.
We really do. All of you. Except, who don't we like?
Collins.
Collins. It's all right. Collins has his own podcast. He can trash us on that one, too. And then I was like, so you got to like us on Facebook. But here's the deal. We're going to draw the name of the winner from a list of pre-registered players that Mac is going to give us. Pre-registered players for the Zone 4. So, bottom line, if that was a whole lot of talking and not enough answering for you.
Too long, didn't read.
Yes. If you want to be entered to win the giveaway, pre-register for Zone 4.
You absolutely must pre-register.
Actually, yeah. I mean, if you want to get entered in the giveaway, pre-register. But then also like us, in that order.
I don't think that makes much sense.
Whatever. Whatever you do, just do both of those. Do it at the same time on two computers.
Or you could just use two different windows in one computer. I've seen it happen.
Whatever. You do it however you want to do it. Some of you whiz kids out there could probably do a program to do it at the same time. Point is, pre-register for Zone 4, like us on Facebook, and you'll be entered to win. Now, do you want to tell them what all they might be winning?
I don't know the specs on the bags, but I do know a couple extra things that are coming with the bag, if you want to read them off the specs on the bag there.
I'll read them. Excuse me. I will tell them about the bag. You tell them about what's in it.
Okay. Inside of this bag, which is going to be told about second for some reason, we have included a black...
It's what's inside that counts.
It is, isn't it?
And outside in this case. It's pretty baller.
I have mucus and...
Hurry up and talk so we can...
Anyways, yes.
So we can go Heineken the mucus out.
Good plan. Inside the bag, we have a black tactical baseball hat. It's the jersey fabric style on the backside.
Yeah, the operator.
Yeah, the operator hat. So, you know, all your smooth operators out there can operate while operating.
Speaking of smooth operator.
And on top of that hat, not directly on top, but on the front and the back, we included a couple patches. One patch on the back is the smooth operator tab.
Yep.
And the patch on the front is the...
It's the fabric zombie hunter tab.
Zombie hunter.
Not that rubbery stuff. It's the fabric.
The fabric.
It's the, both of them are in the SWAT colors, the black and white and gray-ish.
And they're Valkyrie.
The Valkyrie?
Yeah, Valkyrie, you know, from the South.
Oh, okay. That's item number one.
Item number two is a giant bag, 4,000 rounds, a precision, Mad Bull, 0.25 gram BBs.
Yep, unopened bag. I really wanted them for myself, but I was like, you know what? I care about the listener.
I care about the listeners as well.
Yeah, and we agreed that we care so much about the listeners that we were going to give that bag away in the giveaway.
To be honest, I think we kind of love you.
Yeah. You could say that. Beautiful moment just now.
Yeah, there was a shooting star outside.
Yeah,
too.
I saw it.
No, it was an airplane crashing. Never mind.
I don't know what that was.
It's Lake County. You never know.
Yeah, it is. You must never go there. So, finally, this bag that the bag and the hat are in.
The bag.
How many of you... I can't see your hands raising. Maxpedition has been kind enough to sell me a bag at retail price, which doesn't matter what the price is, because for those that we love, money's no option.
We love you. All of you.
Yep.
We even took the price tags off like you do at Christmas.
Yep. Good luck. Just don't go on Google or Amazon or eBay or Maxpedition. Just take it as a gift. Don't look it up. Anyway, it is a Malaga Gearslinger bag.
How do you spell that?
M-A-L-A-G-A. Malaga. Malaga.
That sounds pretty cool.
It is cool. It is an ambidextrous sling bag. So
by the way, I just looked it up. Malaga is Polynesian for candy bar.
You did not look it up. You're playing with a twist tie.
Okay.
Did you look it up yesterday?
No.
Oh. You just made that up.
I just made that up.
Okay.
Can't believe almost believed me on that one.
I almost did. I thought you were going to say something, you know, like friendship. Like Malaga is Polynesian for friendship.
No. No. Okay. They have no words for friendship.
Oh. They're saying they're hostile people. We're getting off track. It's your fault. This Gearslinger bag is ambidextrous, so you can slip that, you can take the clip off the bottom and move it to either shoulder.
For all of you righties and all two of you lefties.
Shut up. Lefty brothers, stay strong. Fight back. Left side, strong side. Remember the Titans. Sit, boo, boo, sit. Good dog. Then, it's got a lot of interior pouches, which just keep on going.
Several of them, actually, and I have yet to find one that I've already found.
For those of you that like to legally carry a concealed weapon, it does have a holster on a holster section on the back that's nice and padded to keep the Glock or your Ruger or your Beretta or your car.
For all you thugs out there that like to carry illegally, there's a nice padded section on the back for you to carry your Glock.
Or your High Point. Or your Celtic. You know what? Don't hate on Glock. All right. They work just fine.
Well, yeah, I know. It's popular amongst both law enforcement and gangs.
You know what Glock stands for, right?
I don't know.
Gaudy-looking, overrated cop killer.
Wow.
Glock. I came up with that board at work one day. But anyway, got all kinds of pockets, all kinds of gear slinging, some Molly, some Velcro, and just packed to the stitches with awesome. So you get that bag, you get the hat, you get the bag of BBs, and you're going to get it all before the event starts.
Yes.
I'm going to work that out with Mac sometime soon. We're going to get you your prize before the event starts. So if you want to use that awesome-looking Gearslinger bag in-game and that awesome hat, keep the sun out of your eyes.
And them awesome BBs to shoot your bad guys.
You know what, though? We have marked all the BBs. And if we are shot by them, we take our prize back, okay? So
yeah.
Write that down, that if you shoot me and Jawbone and or Jawbone, the prize is redacted and we pick someone else.
Please don't shoot me. It stings terribly.
Yeah, we shot each other with the new guns today, too.
Yeah.
I got a nice welt.
I got a couple of them.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I hit you.
You did, twice.
Yeah, I know. I did know. I was sure both times.
Asshole.
I know. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. Again, would like to apologize for the long delay. But
our illness is not our own fault.
Yeah, Collins. Humans is humans, and bodies is bodies. And they're going to do what they want, whether it's nice or naughties. That just came to me.
I have no idea why you said that. But yeah, you made your point there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about, is making a point.
Making a point.
So, like us on Facebook.
Pre-register for Zone 4.
Fail.
I know. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited about all the events that we have going on.
I know. It's going to be great. Oh, do keep in mind, TAC Ops is on March 10th. TAC Ops 8 over at Century Facility in Orlando. Very limited admission. $50 to get in. Probably the best CQB time you'll have in your entire life ever. I don't care who you are.
If you don't fall down the stairs.
There's no stairs. Well, there's stairs. But if you fall down them, you deserve to. It's hard to fall down those stairs. So, get out there.
Ogre.
And yeah, he would do it. Get out there and come see us at TAC Ops. And like us on Facebook and pre-register and stay classy.
Stay classy, Airsofters. Almost said San Diego.
This is not San Diego.
This is very much not San Diego.
Thank God.